We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Julie Govert-Walter, Executive Director of the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. As we mentioned earlier in the program, tomorrow there's a Medicare Basics event going on from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Flint Hills Center, 401 Houston Street, free for anyone with questions on Medicare issues. We're going to talk a little bit here this next segment, and this is good timing because we're about to have Leap Day on February 29th. And you put out a press release yesterday. It says, Leap into SHIC counseling. You have a need for SHIC counselors.
We sure do. Our wonderful SHIC counselors we have in our 18-county region, they're always ready to help people with their Medicare questions or help them sign up during Medicare open enrollment season for those shop for those prescription drugs, the best plan. But last year, we, even with all the generous volunteers, we had to tell people, so sorry, we do not have a slot for one-on-one counseling for you. We simply did not have enough certified and trained SHIC volunteers that could help people with their Medicare questions. And that was during Medicare open enrollment season. So we are now looking forward to the next Medicare enrollment open enrollment season, which is happening on, well, it'll happen October 15th through December 7th of this year, 2020, but we want to be ready. And so right now we are asking people to consider taking the leap to be a Medicare benefits counselor with our agency, or actually any other area agency on aging in Kansas. But we are in specific need for Medicare benefits counselors. And it's, of course, we're looking for people that have a heart for helping people understand their Medicare and helping get accurate answers to the questions that they have. But we're also looking for people who are willing to go through some training. Obviously, in order to be a smart Medicare benefits counselor, there's some training involved. There's online training, I think about 12 hours of on-the-computer online training for people that are accepted into being a Medicare benefits counselor. And in addition, there's one-day session where you will come and be around other people and learn about Medicare. Actually, I think it's 2 days. I guess the point I'm making is that our Medicare benefits counselors are very well trained, and we're looking for new people who are interested in providing this very important community service so that we can be ready for the next Medicare benefits counseling season.
All right. So you don't have to totally be an expert on Medicare because you will train them.
That's correct. It's an award-winning training, actually. And we have folks at the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services that provide the training. Our agency supports people in getting to those trainings and helps give supplemental training for the people who are part of our Medicare benefits counselors team. And in addition, we provide ongoing professional support. Should there be a question or a situation that our Medicare benefits counselor finds that they're having some challenges with, well, we're there to help and make sure that the questions get answered accurately. So, but we are using Leap Day as a way to say, consider taking the leap to be a Medicare benefits counselor with the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging.
All right. Well, with these counselors, you know, obviously the big thing here is you provide good advice to folks, because a lot of folks want to save money and the most money possible, especially when it comes to their prescription drugs.
That's right. One of the big roles that our Medicare benefits counselors play, also known as SHIC counselors, is to provide shopping help for people shopping for the prescription drug plans, which is actually part of the alphabet of Medicare, Medicare Part D. Now, the time for open enrollment period for Medicare every year is between October 15th to December 7th. So during that time this year, people on Medicare will have a chance to shop for the best Medicare prescription drug plan. And our SHIC counselors are there to provide advice and guidance as they make those decisions. We do encourage people to shop for their prescription drug plan every year, and that's the reason is because the pharmaceutical companies that provide these drug plans change formularies, change the rules every year. And so sometimes people don't realize that the drug plan they've been on for years and years is a lot more expensive than the drug plan, another drug plan or a group of drug plans that might be out there. And prescription drugs overall in the United States are a very, very costly item in seniors and actually many younger people's budgets. So this is one way that our SHIC counselors can help. And in fact, the average savings in our region last year for people who shopped and switched plans was right around $940 annually. And, you know, that's a lot of money when you, especially if you're on a severely limited income. In our region, the estimated total savings, and that's in our 18-county region, based on what was reported or recorded by our SHIC volunteers, we save people right at $1.3 million. And that money, by the way, is going into the local economy because it's not going to a prescription drug company. When we're saving people money, we believe those dollars are staying at home in the community versus going to some big pharmaceutical company somewhere else.
I would agree with that. I bet a lot of local governments would appreciate that, having that extra, you know, bump in the economy.
Well, I would hope everybody would, because obviously a lot of elders, a lot of seniors, older Kansans, people living with disabilities are on severely limited incomes, and we want to help them. But yes, absolutely, we want to strengthen our economy here in the heartland of Kansas.
So, again, putting out the call there, anybody wanting to become a volunteer counselor here for the SHIC Medicare counseling, ideally, how many counselors would you like to have this year?
Well, we'd like to have at least two in each of our 18 counties, but that's sort of the low mark. We would be willing, happy to have twice as many counselors, which right now we have right around 70. So the more, the merrier, and the more we're going to be able to help people, everybody in our 18-county region who wants Medicare benefits counseling. And believe me, there is a lot of growing demand for this very important service.
And I imagine some of these volunteers you have, you mentioned you have about 70 of them, they probably do this for quite a while.
A lot of them are longtime volunteers, and yes, we always have a few new ones each year, but this year we're pulling out the brakes, I guess you would say, and saying, hey, if you ever thought you'd like to be a Medicare benefits counselor or like to help people, it's sort of like trivia. If you like trivia, this is a really good thing for you, because there's a lot of ins and outs and things to know about Medicare that come into being a Medicare benefits counselor. But again, you know, there's training. You're not alone. It's fun. We tell people tell us how much fun they have just doing the service, talking to their older friends and neighbors, meeting new people and learning about their situations. And of course, our Medicare benefits counselors are trained to keep those conversations confidential, but very important work that's being done to really help people where the rubber meets the road in their budgets and also in their health care.
All right. Again, those interested in becoming a counselor, call 1-800-432-2703 to get more information or an application. You can also get those applications at ncfhaaa.com. That's the website for the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging. And, boy, just a great service. And obviously, hopefully you get a lot of volunteers to help you out there. And I know that's not all you guys do at the Area Agency on Aging. You do stuff all year round.
We do. And there's a lot going on in March, which, of course, is only a few days away. We are doing our March for Meals, it will be highlighting the very, very important work that happens in our Friendship Meal Centers, not only here in Manhattan, Wamego, Junction City, Ogden, I'm thinking of the ones close by, but throughout our 18-county area, throughout Kansas, and throughout the United States, where people are able to get a hot meal during lunch and come to this to their local senior center, have a good time, find out what's going on, and that we also are so grateful to the many, many, many volunteers that deliver home-delivered meals. And all of that will be highlighted in March, which we call March for Meals.
That's great. And that's something I've always thought about. What a great opportunity for somebody that's wanting to volunteer, because these are, for a lot of folks, that's maybe the only interaction they get the whole day.
That's right. The socialization. We know that isolation is probably a killer of people before some other bad disease or illness gets us. And what our home-delivered meals volunteers do every day is life-supporting, life-giving. Not only are they providing a hot, nutritious meal to the home of that person, that elder member of our community who needs a meal, but they're providing a friendly knock on the door, a friendly hello, and essentially a wellness check to make sure the person is getting along okay, and if there's something that looks a little odd, that there will be a conversation about that with the local senior center manager. So that's what we're doing, and that's only one of several other programs that that's happening in our offices at 401 Houston.
All right. Again, Medicare Basics tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. That'll be at the Flint Hill Center, 401 Houston Street in Manhattan. Get over there. If you have any questions about Medicare, that'll be the place to do it. If you can't make it there, it'll be in Salina again on Saturday the 29th. And where at?
It's at the Salina Public Library, and there will be other opportunities, but don't miss these because they're right here, right now. We look forward to seeing everyone. Everyone, call us, 776-9294.
All right. That'll do it here for In Focus today. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
Dave, back to you.
All right, Brandon, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon, and Manhattan High basketball tonight.